Government heavy armour unleashing its firepower in what looks like a residential neighbourhood of Deraya on the southwestern edge of the capital, Damascus. This is unverified footage. State television said Deraya was being purified of what it described as terrorist remnants. But after days of bombardment of the area, opposition activists say another government massacre has occurred here. They say more than 200 bodies have been found in houses and basements. Most, according to them, appear to have been shot at close range. These fleeting images are all that we can show, taken from the video released by the opposition, which does appear to show many bodies lined up in a mosque. The opposition says most of the victims were civilians. Whatever pressure the Syrian government is now under in dealing with the rebels, the country's vice president has made his first public appearance in weeks, seen here holding talks with a visiting Iranian delegation. There had been rumours that the veteran's senior official had defected. While the government and the rebels have been battling for control in the outskirts of Damascus, this has also been the scene in recent days in the vital northern city of Aleppo. It's been another focus of continued intense clashes, with the Syrian Air Force again also apparently heavily involved in the action. These scenes of destruction and what now seems like a relentless military momentum being pursued by both sides appear to leave little room or hope for diplomacy right now. Nick Childs, BBC News.